lately due to the arrival in the United States of many of its followers from South and Central America and the Caribbean. Since white American readers are suspicious of the scholarship of those they deem to be aliens, they seem to need one of their own to translate. The efforts of such scholars as Robert Thompson, Robert Gover, and Michael Ventura, and musicians like Kip Hanrahan and David Byrne, have been invaluable in diffusing some of the hysteria with which Neo-African religion has been regarded in the United States, a Protestant country. The contemporary misunderstanding of voodoo was recently shown by the harsh criticism that African priests and Americans like Reverend George A. Stallings Jr. received from the Catholic hierarchy as a result of their incorporation of the African style into Western Catholic rites, even though such blending of styles has been long established in the Caribbean, Central and South America, and Haiti, where it is said that the people are 95% Catholic and 100% voodoo. It is against this background that Zora Neale Hurston's pioneer work can be appreciated, though one can understand why a writer tackling such a taboo subject would have appeared odd to the intellectually slothful of her time. But Tell My Horse, the result of Hurston's travels to Jamaica and Haiti, is more than a voodoo work. She writes intelligently about the botany, sociology, anthropology, geology, and politics of these nations in a style that is devoid of pompous jargon and accessible to the general reader. It is an entertaining book. Hurston's gift for storytelling is immense, whether writing about the hunting of a wild boar by the Maroons at Acompong, men who had thrown off the bands of slavery by their courage and ingenuity, or an account of the extraordinary steps that Jamaicans take to appease a duppy, lest it return from the grave and do harm to the living. In one of the book's very good interviews, an informant tells Hurston that the duppy is the most powerful part of any man. Everybody has evil in them. And when a man is alive, the heart and the brain controls him, and he will not abandon himself to many evil things. But when the duppy leaves the body, it no longer has anything to restrain it, and it will do more terrible things than any man ever dreamed of. It is not good for a duppy to stay among living folk. Part travelogue, Tell My Horse invokes the beauty of Jamaica and Haiti and the sacred zones where African gods continue to dwell, the good ones, the Rada group, and the bad ones, the Petros. The enemies of voodoo have exploited rumors associating the Secte Rouge et Petro sect with human sacrifice in order to defame voodoo, less a religion than the common language of slaves from different African tribes thrown together in the Americas for commercial reasons. This common language was feared because it not only united the Africans, but also made it easier for them to forge alliances with those Native Americans whose customs were similar. Voodoo has been the inspiration for the major slave revolts in this hemisphere, including the one that ousted the French from Haiti. Just as Christianity has been used by tyrants as a means for persecuting their opponents, voodoo has been similarly abused. Hurston's account of the Neo-African religion practiced in Haiti is fascinating. She gives a thorough description of the main lois, gods, their needs, their desires, and their powers. The details about art and dance are informative, though she describes the dance as barbaric. But the most interesting discussion in Tell My Horse concerns possession, that strange phenomenon during which a mortal is taken over by a god. One wonders what would happen if possession, this amazing phenomenon, were as available to the millions of anxiety-ridden Americans as are the billions of toxic stress-reducing pills that are shoveled across drugstore counters. And the illegal substances consumed by Americans that make ours a nation of junkies. It is interesting to note